You're listening to the Week in Review for the week ending February 14th with me, Shane Croucher, Assistant Deputy Editor of The Link. From the Siren FM studios this week, the higher education funding cuts are becoming noticeable in everyday student life. So this week we look at the latest developments at the University of Lincoln with protests, flash mobs, debates, bursary cuts and income from international students. And in other news this week, we speak with ITV Regional Director Mike Blair, extended library opening hours and a BBC award for a university graduate. The true cost of Lord Mandelson's higher education funding cuts, which were announced in December, is slowly being discovered by the University of Lincoln. It was revealed that the government will cut universities' budgets by £2.5 billion, £535 million of which will be cut this year alone. The university has already announced plans to slash bursaries, which will hit the poorest students hardest. Questions over the financial stability of the business and law building project were raised, though the university strongly denies it lacks the cash to finish building work. The Link spoke to Professor Scott Davidson, Pro Vice Chancellor for External Affairs, who said that they are developing new ways of generating income, such as increasing the amount of international students. Higher education has been at the top of the agenda this week, as Lincoln Students' Union kicked off their Vendetta campaign. The first event took place on Tuesday. It was a flash mob in the University of Lincoln's main academic building. Just 20 of Lincoln's 10,000-plus student population took part, and mere six people had turned up to the flash mob's training event the week before. Kaylee Turner, Vice President for Education at Lincoln SU, said the flash mob was about raising awareness of the issue. Commenters on the Link's website have criticised the effectiveness of the flash mob, with one writing, "It seemed more like a gimmick than a protest." The Link spoke to a couple of onlookers after the event.
It wasn't as like impressive as the Liverpool one, for T-Mobile or whatever it was, but it was pretty good for what you could do.
Do you know what it was about?
No. I just saw like people gathering and then I wondered and walked away and then saw it happen.
Do you know what that was about?
It was students dancing about debt, I believe, or tuition fees, but to be honest, I think it's a complete con. They know what they're signing up for before they do it. If they don't want to pay the debts, they don't sign up for it. Simple as that. 25 years, most of them aren't going to come close to paying it off in 25 years, and after that, they don't have to worry about it. Us poor buggers who came to university 3 or 4 years ago, we have to pay it off to a 60. To a 60, okay? So we borrow half as much and pay back three times as much.
Next this week was a debate at the LPAC on higher education with Lincoln's prospective parliamentary candidates, Labour's Gillian Merran, the Tories' Carl McCartney, and Lib Dems' Reginald Shaw. Student apathy was reflected by the under half-full auditorium. However, that didn't stop those who attended from grilling each candidate. Gillian Merran said that under Labour, higher education is better than ever. Reginald Shaw said the Lib Dems would scrap fees, and Carl McCartney said the Tories would put no cap on the number of students allowed to go to university. Carl McCartney attempted to answer a question relating to the STEM partnership, until he was interrupted to ask if he knew what STEM is, to which he replied no and had to be reminded. Gillian Merran proved to be very slippery and avoided answering some difficult questions. At one point, Dan Derricott, a student officer at Lincoln SU, interrupted Gillian to press her to answer the question. Reginald Shaw didn't have much depth of argument, reflected by his constant use of the phrase "to put it simply." Aaron Porter, the NUS's Vice President for Higher Education, told us what he thought of the debate.
I thought it was a bit of an indictment, actually, in terms of, there wasn't as much debate as I perhaps would have liked to have seen. However, what was evident was that some of the candidates were more in touch with the policy of their parties than others. And actually, frankly, I think a couple of the candidates were shown up for not knowing their party's policy at all. And that's really quite worrying, given that they're standing to be politicians to represent this seat.
We also caught up with Gillian Merran after the debate.
I thought it was really worthwhile because people were not afraid to ask and very searching questions, and I'm perfectly happy that, you know, people challenge me and they demand an answer, because frankly, you know, when it comes to the general election, it's going to be a real choice and a very serious choice, and students have to make their decision on the basis of the information before them. So I hope tonight was helpful.
The SU also held a protest on Lincoln's High Street at 1pm on Saturday, February 13th. A wall of debt was made on which students wrote how much debt they're in. Students marched from the University of Lincoln and Bishop's Gross Attest University College to the High Street. The SU are expected to continue holding events in the run-up to the general election. Also, the University Sports Centre will not be allowing free access for sports students, despite being pressed by the SU and Sports Council reps to do so. Daniel Muckle, a second-year sports development and coaching student, originally asked for free access in order to keep fit, claiming it is a requirement of their course. He asked for a couple of days since membership is too expensive, costing each student £240 per year.
I think you've got to think about the crisis that HE is in. You know, it's right across the line. At the end of the day, it's economics. And the university would love to give free sports facilities. Every university in the country would like to give free sports facilities. Every director of sport, I would.
More news now. Stricter student visa regulations have been put into place by the Home Office this week, causing concern for funding for UK universities, such as Lincoln. The university is planning to increase their budgets by attracting international students and could be affected by the new rules. Scott Davidson, the university's Pro Vice Chancellor for External Affairs, has previously spoken of the university's plans to increase the number of international students.
International students are not taking up places that are available to home and EU students. They're completely separate. So we have a contract number of students, home and EU students, that we are allowed to take, but any additional international students we recruit above and beyond that don't affect our contract position.
Manjeet Reedon, the university's Director of International Office, said that the university is very concerned about the various changes proposed. And now, with the local news of the week, here's Deputy News Editor Charlotte Reid.
Mike Blair, the Regional Director for ITV Central, Granada and Yorkshire, gave a talk in the university's media building about the future of ITV regional programming. The channel has been through a period of restructuring since the news map changed considerably and over 400 people lost their jobs. It was also predicted that viewers would switch over to BBC to watch regional news and that no one would want to watch ITV's programmes, but Blair believes this is not the case. Our reporter, Tom Farmery, spoke to Blair about the future of ITV's regional news.
We are at a very, very, very challenging time and a pivotal moment, and I think 2010 is going to be the year when the future of ITV will be decided. Not just in terms of IFNCs, which are the independently funded news consortia, which the government are pushing at the moment. Is there going to be a future for those? I don't know, because if the Conservatives win the next election, they've already said they're going to scrap them. So I think the future of regional news in ITV is in the hands of ITV.
He also spoke about how ITV are going to win viewers back from BBC programming.
I think you do it by making sure you do the thing you mentioned there. You make the kind of programmes that people want to watch, that people care about. I think it's important that we challenge the BBC, and I think that it's important we are, but it's also important that we're a different voice. We tell the news in a different way. And that we remain what I would hope, which we have done throughout the recent processes, relevant and connected to the communities that we serve.
That was Mike Blair talking to Tom Farmery when he visited Lincoln earlier this week. The library will once again be open to students for 24 hours at Easter. As of Monday, March 15th, the library will stay open round the clock until Friday, March 19th, until 10pm. This will then be repeated the next week and again in April from the 12th to April the 23rd. Ian Snowley, the director of the library, said that the library is busiest at Christmas and Easter when students have assessments and deadlines to do. The extra hours mean students will have access to computers, printers, as well as books. And students are reminded to bring their student cards, though, otherwise they'll not be allowed to enter the library. The University of Lincoln is among the winners of this week's BBC Partnership Awards as their recent graduate, Dane Vincent, won the BBC Journalism Award for his film All Bonged Up. The judges said that his entry was a great original story with a brave agenda. Dane now joins us on the phone. Hello, Dane.
Hi.
What was it like receiving recognition for your work?
Oh, it's just unbelievable. When I started out, I can't remember, just before Christmas, I never thought that it would come to something like this. It was totally surreal when I kind of went up and, well, when I heard my name just called out for the award, and I went up and Vic Reeves and Bob Mortimer presented it, who's like two comedy geniuses who I've always watched, and just to receive that was just unbelievable.
And what do you think your win says about the quality of the Lincoln School of Journalism's teachings?
Yeah, it's great. My favourite and most beneficial part of the course was definitely television. I mean, we had Barney Chowdhury, John Kasky, Sam Pido, Mike Bryan, all chipping in, and it's just that we learned so much from them, and none of us would have even been considered if it wasn't for their input.
Okay, thank you for joining us.
No problem.
The Link and Siren FM travelled to Teesside University for the BBC Connect and Create conference as well, where neither came away with an award but were shortlisted in the top three. The Students' Union has cancelled two of its student committees. The Media Forum and Estates and Facilities committees have both been cancelled due to a lack of interest. It is unknown whether the lunchtime slot for the Estate and Facilities Committee, which failed to attract the students, or whether the whole issue is of no actual interest to them. The SU says students can still raise issues about accommodation, services and facilities by attending the student council meetings instead. And finally, the University of Lincoln is set to become a major sponsor of the city's annual Grand Prix. The event, which has been held since 1956, is a major event on the British cycling calendar and involves an 8-mile long course. The sponsorship from the university is hoped to improve the race and its significance in the cycling calendar. The race will be held on Sunday, May 5th.
That's it for another Week in Review. For the latest news, full stories and all the audio clips, check out our website at www.thelink.co.uk. You can also subscribe to this podcast in iTunes. Please see our website for details.
Also, thank you to the Siren 107.3 FM team for hosting us in their studios. If you have any comments or questions about the show, please contact us at podcast@thelink.co.uk. So, it's goodbye from me, Charlotte Reed.
And goodbye from me, Shane Croucher. Goodbye.